Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
That's right. We're back. Can't be stopped. Won't be stopped. Probably should be stopped. But that's okay. My name's Mao. This is, of course, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. Show 131. No, 331. Wow. I just ripped off 200 shows from this show. I'm kidding. I put it back. It's 331. My second show following this one, Saki Bama Gogo. Now that's 131. Oddly, I started it exactly 200 shows after. I don't know how that all worked out. It did, and I'm thankful for it. Anywho, hey, how are we all doing? I'm in a good mood. I'm off on Monday. 3-day weekend, yay! I'll probably just work around the house, but still, off from work is off from work. Although, sadly, my new job, I'm never quite off from work. Don't like that, but we'll see what happens when it happens. Anyway, my name's Mao. I don't know if I told you that or not. I think I did. My memory is like a goldfish, honestly. It's getting worse every moment of my life. Every moment of my life, I actually forget quicker than the moment before it. Wow, groovy. Here's some music while you contemplate what it is to forget things that you say the moment you say them.
His hands on his head, all full of rum from the things that he did. Was it zombies, blood and sand he was fed? Who can tell where it all went bad? Table of Shriners erupts in a fight, knocks over volcano bowl that bursts into fire. Glowing halos around netted fish float lights, each one explodes into an atomic night. Suffering bastard for you again. Suffering bastard beats truth, my friend. Trap him inside. Predictive TV flickers static in the night. A dried up fountain with tikis that have died. The burlesque girls grab their clothes, run and cry. Suffering bastard for you again. Suffering bastard bleeds truth, my friend.
Suffering bastard bleeds truth. bartender, what'll I have tonight? Thought that a navy grog and lop lop who are bound to treat me right. Well, a zombie might be too strong, the volcano bowl's way too much. Maybe I'll try a painkiller and a beachcomber planter's punch. Well, aloha, Mr. Bartender, what'll I have tonight? Serve it up! Bartender for this real swell time. I drank up damn near everything and he squeezed out every last line. Chug a flick of numb orgy and lemon heart. Yeah, stuff I can barely pronounce. Them together shook him around and I gulped down every last ounce. Well, thank you, Mr. Bartender, for this real swell time. Bartender for that last round. The volume of my voice keeps going up and I'm the funniest guy in town. Well, I'm squinting hard from my left eye and my knees seem a little weak. I can't remember my last name and I can barely speak. Well, damn you, Mr. Bartender, I think I drank too much. I can't remember my last name and I can barely speak. Well, damn you, Mr. Bartender, I'll see you back next week. Oh, Mr. Bartender, we'll see you next week.
Friends to all the boys just rocking around making all that noise. goes down, shaking that grass skirt all over town. Yeah, driving around in a Cadillac with leopard print seats in the big wide back. Two-timing girl as far as I can see. She sang to me, hula hula, bang bang, hula hula, bang bang, hula hula, bang bang. Yeah, that's just what she sang. Hula hula, bang bang.
Go! Hey, honey, where did that good matter? Good day, yeah!
Your magic nose goblins.
Boom. Right out of the gates. That's the way we like it. That was Astro Babies from their Crazy Beat Heaven album. I played Jetty Boy, My Clash, Speed Baby, and then a song I don't know because it's in katakana. Kanji. No, I digress. My name's Mao. This is Saki Bamagogo, show 131. And if you're just discovering us, where have you been all our lives? This is, of course, the show that brings you all kinds of crazy, often angry, sometimes funny, always with love, Japanese, Korean, some Chinese garage punk, kinda. I'm always on the lookout. If you are a Japanese, Korean, or Chinese punk or garage band, shoot me a line. Well, play your music. I am working towards getting all of the Saki Bamagogo library of shows up on its own site so you can share with friends, but that's I'm super lazy. I work on a computer all week, so my desire to jump on a computer on the weekend, pretty low. And you know, you mix a little beer or two in there, it goes down to zero. I used to be enamored with computers, now I loathe them. I don't loathe them. I'm just tired of working on them. You know what I mean. It's like if you were a carpenter, you just nothing but hammer. You're hammering all week, hammering, and then you go home and then people are like, hey, can you help me hammer this wall? And you're like, I don't want to anymore. Okay, I will, begrudgingly. Maybe that's not how it works. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Hey, you know what does work? More music. Here's some of that.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
We'll be right back. You know how fast you were going?
What?
How fast you were going?
65.
63.
Officer, isn't the speed limit 65?
Yeah, it is.
How did that get in here? I'm wacky, what can I tell you? I don't stick by any rules, I play whatever. That was Analogix. I played Typing Push, Deliverling? Maybe. Destiny, and Troubleshooting. Wow. Analogix, Analogix. Make sure it's with an X, otherwise you might get some kind of math website, and they'll be like, we don't know anything about music, but here's some mathematical representations of music. And you'll be like, I don't want that. I want that. Here's a representation of what I want. And they'll be like, that's not here. You want the one with the X. And then you'll say, thank you. And then off you'll both go. That's only one scenario. More likely, you'll just go, I can't find it, and you'll quit. You'll be like, what was the name of it? You'll be like, I don't even remember. That's how it goes with me anyway. I literally have like 2 to 3 seconds of searching before I'm like, you know what? I don't really care that much anyway. It has to really be like handed to me on a silver platter via Google. Otherwise, I just go, nah, I'm going to move on from this transaction. I think you know what I'm saying. Was excited. There was a Nintendo NES. Every year Hallmark makes like these different kinds of like desirable collectible ornaments. If you listen to the show long enough, you know I loathe collectibles. I love the word collectibles. But this one came out and I saw it. I'm on like a Nintendo Facebook groups and like, you know, I have a lot of arcade games and I have a lot of different consoles and stuff like that. I love video games. And this one was an NES ornament. Of like the original 1986 American version, not the Famicom version, which is the red and white one. This is the gray and black one. And it even like opens up and makes noise and stuff like that. And I was like, well, that's really cool. I'll go find that on, I'll go to Hallmark.com and I'll say one ornament, please. And then they'll mail it to me. Not so fast, my friend. Au contraire, mon frère. They said it's one of those things where you have to like get lucky. I'm not sure about the new way the world is. It seems like the world is getting harder by design, and I'm not sure what that's about. Because, like, so they have, like, this thing, and it's like, oh, you know, I found it, and they're like, well, we can't ship it to you online, but look around your area. And then, so I look, and there was, like, one store had one. So I ordered it online and said, okay, we'll let you know when you can pick it up. And the lady's sitting there saying, oh, yeah, these are really hard to get. I didn't even know I had it in stock. And, you know, you were really lucky to get it because it was there for like a moment. And then you just found it and looked upon it because there's nowhere to be had. And I'm like, why? Why would Hallmark go down this? Make 100 million of these. Every jerk like me wants one of these dumb things. Just make them. Make the product and we will buy that. This phony, like made up, like, oh, it's so rare. I got to run and stand in front of a Hallmark store. I'm gonna stand in front of a Hallmark store, but it's like I'm not dissing Hallmark, but I'm not, it's not gonna do it. But like a lot of stuff, it seems like it's gotten harder to buy things, even though it should be way easier to buy things. Like a company should go, well, we're making this product and we know there's a huge demographic for it, so instead of making 50 of these, let's make 100,000 of these and we're gonna sell them all in like 2 weeks. Not sell them all. They'll be available readily, and then everyone's going to buy them, and they'll be one of those things that people love. But instead they go, let's make 50 of them, and then we'll have people fighting over them in a secondary market for years to come. That's not, not wise.
You heard Marsalis threw Tony Rockyhara out a 4-story window for giving me a foot massage? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, the time I was told, it sounded reasonable.
Marsalis throwing Tony out of a 4-story window for massaging my feet seemed reasonable.
No, it seemed excessive, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
This is Howard Scott on the scene for TV 12. We're at the Bijou Theater, where it's been reported that a man has gone berserk while watching a double feature horror program. The police are trying to subdue the man now. In fact, here they come. What happened inside?
Yeah, we got a 1040. He's gone berserk. Gotta be just beat
him. Could you tell me what happened inside?
Is this TV?
Channel 12. The film frightened him that badly.
Oh, yeah, it was a scary movie. I mean, he flipped out just when the girl took the axe and started to...
No, Harry, it was when the guy took the razor and cut...
You, sir. Excuse me, what did you think of what happened inside? Sir, did you like the movie?
I'm gonna see it again.
I have here the little item passed out by the management to remind you that if you can't take frenzy of blood, that you better not come.
A double explosion of bloody terror, blood-spattered bride, and I dismember mama. Rated R.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
And all was right with the world. That was the 5678s from their Can't Help It album. I played Pinball Party, Woolly Bully, Wild Thing, and Blue Radio. Loves me some Blue Radio. I'm trying to think what else has been going on this week. I know I have off tomorrow, Monday, so I do like that. Nothing like a three-day weekend to keep your spirits high. I just threw my program notes in the garbage. I'm like, I'm done. I'm officially done. I'm on vacation. I know Radio St. Pete Corporate's gonna be like, can you fill out these forms on your way out? And I'm gonna be like, sure. And I'm gonna run. I'm gonna say I'm gonna use the bathroom real quick. And I'm gonna jump out the window and run away. I'll fill out the forms when I get back from vacation. A.K.A. next week when I'm doing more shows. Anyway, this has been Saki Bama Gogo. My name is, was, and still, and will be Mao. And what am I going to play on the way out? Ooh, so many choices. I don't even know. It's going to be a surprise. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And here is the bat.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah. I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh. You're
talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
I'm not a
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.